welcome to the final episode of this season of Another Phase. I am Tamara Dreesen, your host as always, and I thought that I would do a little tarot-inspired episode. I thought I would talk about the tarot, and also, most excitingly, which I think you are going to love, I'm going to do some tarot scopes. So tarot scopes are like horoscopes, but instead of looking at the stars, you pull a card for each star sign. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And in case you are new to the tarot and you're wondering, like, what is a tarot? What is it all about? Well, the tarot is a deck of cards with a very specific structure to it. You might have also seen oracle cards, and the difference between the two is that oracle cards can have any number of cards in them. They can have any kind of themes and expressions to them. And some you can get goddess oracle cards, you can get, I think you can get pizza oracle cards, cat oracle cards, you can get all sorts of different kind of oracle cards. Some decks that I really love are the Work Your Light deck and the Starseed Oracle by Rebecca Campbell and Danielle Knoll. I really love the Threads of Fate Oracle deck. They're like my go-tos, I think. But tarot cards have a very specific structure to them. So a tarot deck has 78 cards, and those cards are then subdivided into these categories. So we have the major arcana and then the minor arcana. And the major arcana are like, you have 22 cards in the major arcana going from the Fool all the way through to the World. And each card in the major arcana represents a facet or a point in our journey through life. And then we have the minor arcana, which are like the details. So you can kind of imagine the major arcana as kind of like an umbrella. So each card is like an umbrella, and then same kind of visualization. And then the minor arcana of like what's going on inside that tent, or what's going on around under the umbrella. And the minor arcana are like, yeah, these details that are going on. So the minor arcana are broken down into the four suits according to the four elements. So earth, fire, water, and air. And they can be represented as, so air would be swords, fire would be wands, earth would be pentacles or crystals or coins, and the water element would be cups. And some, depending on the deck, like they have their own interpretation. So some of the elements might have different names. I think you can have like, I'm trying to think of the other ones, but yeah, they're the main ones. So that is what a tarot deck is. And we use the tarot, or I use the tarot, because I think that everybody uses the tarot slightly differently. But the way that I work with the tarot is really using the cards to look at the bigger picture, to help us zoom out from the obvious and really come into what do we need to know right now. And what is going to support us and really help us to understand the energies that are at play and that are working with us or maybe against us, what's holding us back, what we're being called towards, to really help us, yeah, look at the bigger picture and see how everything is sort of working together to manifest the situation that we are in. Some tarot readers, and I think that the most common association with tarot is a lot of future prediction and what will happen and when and how that will happen, and that can be great. But the way that I work with the tarot is like a tool of personal development. So there's no point in predicting the future if you're feeling stuck now. There's no point in predicting a future that maybe you don't actually want deep down. There's no point in predicting a future if it's based on low self-worth and limiting beliefs, because you deserve so much more than that. And also, that future prediction could be null and void. It could be true for that moment, be null and void in an hour, because you've changed your mind with what you want, or you've made a decision that's put you onto a different trajectory, which is great because it helps us realize and understand that we are the masters of our own destiny, and we can use the cards to help us really get unstuck and really come into alignment with who we are. I remember in one of the episodes that I recorded this season with Jericho, and we were talking about the tarot and how we go to different readers and old school readers. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I do that. But then actually reflecting on it, I haven't been to a reader like that for so long, because the last few times I've had a reader with someone that reads like that, of very much like future prediction and what's going to happen and how things might happen, I've just kind of come away feeling, I don't know, I think probably because none of the predictions have come true, which I'm cool with, but I would have rather used that session, that hour with that intuitive, to work on something that I can control or I can work with, rather than this is gonna happen. Like, honestly, I can't tell you the amount of times that I've been told that I'm gonna have a baby. Like, I've been being told that I'm gonna have a baby like in the next few months for the last 4 years. And as you will know, like, no baby right now. So I think that, yeah, for me personally, when I come to the tarot, because I don't mind things that are being predicted not happening, but really all we have is right now. So how can we make our lives feel and aligned with who we are authentically, and how can we get out of our own way, and how can we really step into our potential and live our life purpose? And that's how I like to read the tarot. So I do mainly, read for myself, because, yeah, I think a few times I've had readings with different people and really, like, kind of old school readers especially, and just been like, oh, like, that's interesting. Like, yeah, that might be nice if that works out. But also, oh, I wish I'd kind of, I don't know, had something that was going to inspire me more rather than give me hope. Because I feel like when we're inspired and we're feeling connected and in control now, then it's not about hope. It's about excitement and motivation and focus instead of wish. I don't know. Is it wishful thinking? Like, don't get me wrong, I have had readings and they have been so spot on to things happening and coming true for me. But then also, maybe that's what I need has changed as well. Maybe at that time in my life when they did come true, I needed those affirmations that this stuff is real and there is something to it. And also, maybe that was what I needed, like, hope at that time that everything was going to be okay. But yeah, now it's like pulling up my sleeves and like, right, how can I get in there? How can I, you know, really work with what I've got and really look after myself and use the cards to do that? And yeah, like, I think the way that I read the tarot has very much evolved over the years. I found my first tarot deck when I was about 14, and you can imagine what questions I was asking at 14 with a tarot deck. Like, when will I have a boyfriend? Does so-and-so like me? Why is so-and-so being horrible to me? All of these kind of, yeah, those questions. But whereas now, I'd pull the cards and then I'd look it up in the guidebook and I wouldn't really know what it meant, but I would still kind of keep going back and asking. And I think, yeah, over the years, I've developed my own way of reading. My experience with the tarot is mainly self-taught. I have done I did some tarot training, like workshops and like an email course with a lady called Tiffany Crossara, which was amazing to really help me find my confidence to, yeah, start kind of reading the cards without the guidebook. But really, my connection and my deep, deep, deep understanding of the cards has come through personal practice and observing the cards as I pull them, like pulling a card for the day for myself and seeing how that manifests in my life, or seeing, yeah, like doing a monthly spread or a full moon spread and seeing what's coming through and journaling on those cards and really feeling into it. And also from doing readings for people, obviously, because then I get to see how those cards are manifesting in someone else's life as well, and how they're embodying that card and how they are navigating some of the themes that are coming through the card. And also thinking of, I'll watch TV programs or films and I'll think about what archetypal energy that person or that character is, and if they were a tarot card, which would they be? So these are some of my tips for getting to know the cards better. And some of you might have seen on Instagram that I share a tarot vision journey where we pull a card for every day of a month. So when did we do it last time? Did it in the summer this year? I can't remember if it was like June or July, but you can check out my Instagram and go back and find that post, and you can do that now. Like, you can pick that up whenever you want. It doesn't have to, you haven't missed the boat, but those questions are there as a framework to take you on a journey to get to know your cards and to tune into your intuition. Because as you know, I am all about learning to connect with our intuition and really feel into our own answers and what things mean to us and how we feel about things, and also what we need. And we can ask other people for advice, and that can be great and that can be helpful, but it's being very discerning with who we are asking for advice from, because I think sometimes when we get advice from certain people, that can also be based on their limiting beliefs and their fears, or ulterior motives that are unconscious. But yeah, when we start to lean into our intuition and trust it, then we develop this deep sense of self-confidence as well. Because when we feel into our intuition, get to know what those downloads or those pings or those nudges that we're getting from our inner guidance system and acting on that and seeing how it works out, it is phenomenal. it really is, because you can't, that feeling just is just incredible, because you're like, oh my gosh, like this is like, I've not listened to my inner critic this time, I've not listened to fear, I'm not listening to my ego right now, but if I'm listening to my inner guide and my intuition, it's taking me here, which is completely different to where I might have gone before, and what that's opened up to and expanded for you or for me. It's brilliant. It is. I just want that for more people, because I speak to so many people who struggle with confidence and making decisions, and it can be so much easier than you think when you tune into yourself and your intuition. And also that's why I'm teaching my course Intuition Mode, which you will have heard me talking about, I'm sure. And if you go to my website, my new shiny website, which is tamaradreesen.com, you can find out all about Intuition Mode there. The course starts next month in October. So yeah, this is kind of space for us to connect and come back to ourselves, which I think we really need more of. And I feel like, yeah, maybe it's also coming through because at the time of recording this, it's the full moon in Pisces. So when it's the full moon, this is all about illumination. It's illuminating our needs, our sense of security, and our inner self. It's illuminating maybe some wounds that are ready to be healed, some limiting beliefs that are ready to be transformed, or old habits that are ready to be let go of, to create space for new ways of being, which is so exciting, but can also feel very intense as well. Because if you just imagine like this full moon in the sky, it's beaming down on us and it's just illuminating and it's shining light on things that maybe we've been trying to avoid or neglecting, or the ways that we haven't been looking after ourselves or asking for more of what we need. So this full moon in Pisces, when it's in Pisces, it's all about our inner landscape and our sensitivities and our intuition and our dreams, and also these kind of the way that we connect with the world and the way that we nourish ourselves, but also this expression. With Pisces, it's this expression and creativity and how we go with the flow. So all very intuition mode vibes, all very dreamy. And yeah, I thought that this doing this reading, doing these tarot scopes would be the perfect time to do this for the first time. So what I was gonna say is as well, if you do like these readings, let me know, because I was thinking of making these tarot scopes more of a regular thing. So your feedback is so welcome. If you want more, if you listen to this and you like it and you love it and you want more of this, or your reading has resonated with you, DM me at tamaradreesen_ on Instagram, or you can email me at anotherphasepodcast@gmail.com. So yeah, let me know, because the more that I hear from you that you like it, the more chance of these becoming a regular thing. And if you would like a more personal reading, then you can book in with me for a one-to-one session via my website, which is at tamaradreesen.com/tarot. One a little tip. So I'm going to pull a card and I'm going to say that it's for your, I'll say, for example, Aries sun or Aries rising, because even though a lot of people identify with their sun signs, and I think that that's mostly because that's what we're told about the most. But when we're tuning into our rising sign, it will bring an extra dimension to your reading. For example, I've got a few friends who are Aries too, Aries crew, but we express those Aries traits very differently because we've got different moon and rising signs. We've talked about rising signs and moon signs a few times on this podcast, but just in case you need a little refresher, your rising sign is how you show up in the world, which means that when you are listening or reading this forecast or for your rising sign, it is so much more accurately attuned to your real life and all of its complexities. Whereas your sun sign is about your sense of self and this kind of like, this is who I am, this is our identity. But your rising sign is how you show up in the world, how you want to be seen and how you're going about things. So that's why it's good to listen to both and feel into what's true for you. Your sun and rising signs will both have meaning for you, but in different ways. So I just thought I would share that with you. And yeah, I'm gonna start with the kind of going through the zodiac wheel. So we'll start with Aries. The theme of these cards, like my intention, the question that I'm going to be asking for each of these cards is, what do you need to know as for these final months of 2020? What is the message that you need to hear to really help you feel supported and empowered and seen for the last few months of 2021. So starting with Aries. Ooh, okay. I always do this. Whenever, if you've probably seen my videos on IGTV with Rebecca and she tells me to pull a card and I'm always like, I pull a card and I'm like, ooh. So a card for Aries or Aries rising. We have got the Lust card. So the Lust card is also known as strength in the traditional tarot. And this card, I really feel for you, Aries, and me, because I'm an Aries sun, that this is about, what does strength mean to you? How are you showing up in the world and how are you allowing yourself to be seen? And really, rather than trying to force things and make things happen, how are you stepping into life with a sense of inner confidence? So you're not needing external validation from anybody else. How are you believing in yourself and being your own cheerleader, but also this strength of how are you finding balance? And when I say balance, I always think that balance can be a bit tricky as well, because like, does balance really exist, or is the balance the tipping from one side to the other? But with the lust card, it's kind of like, what lights you up? How are things in balance in a sense of like, how much time are you spending doing mundane tasks and things because you should, versus spending time doing the things that light you up, that turn you on, that recharge you, that nourishes you, and really makes you feel like you are empowered and alive? I really think that that question for the lust card is, what makes you feel alive? What gives you a lust for life? And how can you focus on that more rather than, like I said, the to-do list and the shoulds and the all the finer details? Because I think that when we are connected with ourselves and really filling up that cup and really feeling just inspired and nourished, and that doesn't just come through, that definitely doesn't come through scrolling on Instagram or Pinterest. It's like when we're living our lives, when we're with other people and doing those things. And you might want to write down like, what gives me a lust for life? What turns me on? What lights me up? What gives me energy? What do I walk away from feeling better than I did when I turned up? What are those things? And how are you bringing that into your life more? I feel like, yeah, we are so much more magnetic when we're coming from that space, and in when we're lit up, when we're in that energy and feeling passionate and excited, we attract things. We're not having to hustle and chase after things because we're just doing our thing. We're really going where the energy is, and things come to us when we're like that. So yeah, that's the message for Aries or Aries rising. I really, yeah, hope that that is supportive. Even just feeling into that card is just making me feel really excited and just, yeah, feeling like, oh yeah, how can I just be lit up and let things come to me rather than feeling like I've got to chase or I've got to force or I've got to dominate? How can I just, yeah, be sexy and yeah, let things come my way. How can I make my life feel more alluring to myself, you know? And that might even be, I'm still going because things are still coming through this card, with like comparison, like really thinking about comparison as well. When we're like, oh, I don't know what lights me up, or I don't know what I want or what I want to be doing. What is that thing that when you are scrolling on Instagram looking for inspiration or connection and you're seeing something, you're like, oh, like, yeah, I wish I could be doing that. Or, you know, your heart maybe drops because something's happening for someone and that's not happening for you. How are you making that happen in your life? Because that's just an indicator of what your soul is missing. And yeah, it's up to you to really put yourself in the way of those things. Okay, so a card for Taurus or Taurus rising. Oh, okay. So we have got the Seven of Wands for Taurus or Taurus rising. So this is just all about you being unapologetically you. So you might have been going through this process this year of letting things go, having better boundaries with people, with the way that you're spending your time and your energy, and coming more into alignment with what you value and what you want more of in your life, and being unapologetic like that around that. So I feel like with this card, and also this is, I'm talking about the past, but also moving forward, what do you need to say no to make more space in your life for more of what you want? What do you need to let go of to make space for more of what you want in your life? So that could be outdated habits. It could be obligations that you take on. It could be a role that you have at work or in your group that you take on that no longer serves you and doesn't feel like a fit. And how do you really step into your power and really allow yourself to be seen? I really feel like the more that you say yes to the things that light you up, the more that you will receive of the like. It's making me think of that saying that you are the average sum of the five people that you spend the most time with. I think that's how it goes, something like that. So really looking at your life and thinking, who am I surrounding myself with? What am I saying yes to? And also in that sense, what you're saying yes to, you are also saying no to something else. So if you feel like you are getting frustrated because you aren't getting or experiencing something in your life, are you saying yes to it? And if not, how can you start saying yes to it? I think that this is just really about you being seen and also not expecting other people to be mind readers. This could be if you have got your own business as well, making sure that you are stepping out, you are being seen, you are taking up space, you are talking about the projects that you're working on, you're talking about your services, you're talking about the things that you're excited about or the things that you are really passionate about and that you think that would really serve and support other people. This is, could also be in friendships. It could also be in our relationships. And I feel like we can have so much vulnerability around being visible and being truly seen, because a lot of us will have had experiences where we have tried to do that and it hasn't worked out, you know, or it hasn't been received in the way that we had hoped. And then we create this story that our true self is cringy, or people don't like that, or it's not sexy, or it's not, you're not going to get the type of job that you want to get. But what if the more you and the more true you are to yourself, the more authentic your connections can be? And that can be through work, that can be through the people that you work with, your clients, it could be through your friendships and your inner circle, and also with your relationships. And how can you be more authentic to give them space to have more authenticity? And when you are seen, it allows other people to respond the way that you really want to. Sometimes we can make presumptions and think, oh, they wouldn't want to do that, or they're not interested in that. But have you tried to tell them? Have you tried to talk about it? And sometimes we can try one way and it doesn't work. And maybe it's just adapting and doing it in a slightly different way and getting creative with that. There's a book that's coming to my mind by Brené Brown called Daring Greatly, which I think would be really helpful for you. So that is for Taurus and Taurus rising. So the next card for Gemini and Gemini rising. Okay, so got the Knight of Pentacles for Gemini and Gemini rising. So with this card, I feel for you, these next few months are really about you tending to yourself and investing in your future. So how are you investing in your future and watering that garden? I always think, I recorded a video with Rebecca. I don't know if I'll have shared it yet, but by the time this comes out, probably won't have. But yeah, I think I'm wondering if it's this card. But it's like, how are you tending to your garden in a sense of these seeds that you are planting? How are you fertilizing them and nourishing them and watering them and tending to them so that they can grow? It's like, for example, it's like, right, I want to, deciding that you want to maybe change careers or you want to launch a new business, but just signing up to the course or setting up an Instagram account isn't enough. We need to first, so for example, with a course, you need to do the homework, you need to do the research, you need to do the practices, you need to do the exams, you need to take time to rest and recharge to give yourself that energy to and mental clarity to really integrate the information that you are learning so that you can start sharing it or living it or whatever it is that this course is for. And again, if you've got this business idea, like just having an Instagram account isn't going to be what gets you rich and famous. Having that Instagram account, but doing some Instagram posts, and like if you can afford it, maybe doing a photo shoot so that you've got some content backed up, so that on days that you don't feel like it or the light's not great, you've already got a backlog of things that you can share. It's like really working with what you've got as well. So it's not thinking like, oh, to be successful or to get to where I want to be, I need all this money and I need to do all of these things. It's really coming back to working with what you've got and knowing that you're going to be climbing this ladder as you go. So eventually maybe like more money will come in, or you'll have more expertise to do other things so that you'll naturally expand and your roots will grow deeper. But with this card, work with what you've got, but really invest in yourself and see that as, yeah, and also just not having this fear or scarcity mindset of like, oh, you know, I've got to put pressure on this, it's got to be a thing. All good things to come to those who wait, but also it's sustainable growth. You want something that is really gonna grow organically and sustainably so that you can grow with it rather than get burnt out or not get the returns from it than what you expected. And really finding that balance, but seeing it that you're in it for the long haul, like this is a marathon, not a sprint. And it's making me think of another book by Elizabeth Gilbert called Big Magic. And in that she talks about like, if you had a baby, you wouldn't expect that baby to pay the bills and help you with the housework and do whatever. You would feed it and you would look after it and you would teach it, help it learn how to walk and all of these different things. So seeing your projects is like, how am I nourishing it? How am I nurturing it? Because energy flows where attention goes. So make sure that you're putting energy into it. It will pay off. It might not pay off straight away. It might not pay off in the way that you think. But if you're putting this intention there, and if it's something that really means a lot to you, it's really making that time for it, really making that space. And if there is like another way to nourish it and nurture it is like, is there a skill that doesn't come naturally to you? So how can you maybe outsource or get external support in the areas that don't come as naturally to you so that you've got more energy to do the things that you're really good at? So yeah, I hope that that is helpful for you, Gemini. Let me know. I mean, like Geminis are always like I feel like, yeah, Geminis have lots of, not always, I don't want to generalize, but Geminis are great at having ideas and communication and sharing these ideas. And with this, I really feel like less talk, more action for you to really help things take off. And yeah, if you are Gemini, I mean, all of you, like anyone, Gemini, Aries, Taurus, all of the other cards, if you are listening to this and it resonates, like let me know and let me know how that's showing up for your life, because I would love to hear about it. So My card for Cancer and Cancer rising. Okay. So for Cancer, Cancer rising, we have the Three of Swords. So with this card, I feel like, if you're listening to this on the podcast, you won't see it, but in the Serpent Fire She-Wolf deck, which is what I'm using, this card is depicted as a person in a glass box, and they've got a mirror underneath them, and they're in this glass box, and it's kind of like there's like a little mini prison cell, but they can see what's outside around them. And I feel for you, my loves, that this is just checking in where we aren't avoiding taking responsibility for our own lives. So sometimes we can put this protective barrier around ourselves because we have been hurt, and because perhaps someone has done something really hurtful or disappointing or terrible to you, and we put this wall up. And we need to do that, I think, when something first happens, and initially it's a response to protect ourselves, of course, while we move through it and kind of, yeah, I guess survive that experience. But what I'm hearing with this card is like, how long do you want those walls to be? Because the only person that can take these walls down are you. And it can easily be, look outside yourself thinking that everybody else has it easier for you, and you've been dealt the hard hand, and that might be so, feel very true, and might be so, you know, like, yeah, is it like, why do really shit things happen to certain people and not to other people? And I don't know the answer to that, but I think that it's what we do with that experience that is what is the most important thing. And when I was saying earlier, taking responsibility for your, and not in a heavy way, but like, take responsibility for your happiness, take responsibility for your freedom, take responsibility for your health, take responsibility for your mental health. And when we kind of, and by that, it's like, how do I support myself? How do I call in support? How do I really address what's coming up in my life so that I'm not limiting myself from the experiences that I want by trying to protect myself? But then, like I said, in that sense, we're trying to protect ourselves, but then we block ourselves because we don't want to be vulnerable. We don't want to put ourselves out there. But really, kind of, I guess, how do you move forward? How do you take everything that you know, everything that you have experienced, everything that you have overcome to move forward, rather than allowing yourself to be stuck or held back? I'm trying to think of things that could help you with this card. So what's coming to my mind is that you could do this journal prompt. So you could write, what is the story that I've been telling myself? And then the next prompt can be, what am I ready for my story to be? So what is the story that I've been telling myself? So the story could be that you always get let down, or that people don't understand you, or that you aren't good enough to do something that you're really passionate about. And whatever your, these are just examples, that it's not what you need to, you don't have to use them, but just kind of like to kind of clarify by what I mean. And then what are you ready for your story to be? So, for example, if your old story was that people let you down, your new story could be, I'm open to being supported. I'm open to asking for support and it being received with love and kindness and compassion. It could be, whatever you want it to be. So these are just examples. I hope that, yeah, that this is helpful and it gives you something to kind of process it a little bit more. Like, what's coming up for you? How are you protecting yourself? How are you overprotecting yourself? And what do you need? What needs to change so that you can let more in of what you want to experience? So that is for you, my lovely Cancer and Cancer risings. So next card is Leo. Okay, so for Leos, we have got the Two of Pentacles for Leos and Leo rising. So in the tarot, pentacles are associated with tangible things like money and our homes and the things that we manifest and achieve. It's our careers and also like our body. So anything physical is the Two of Pentacles. And like the physical, and also like the physical manifestation of what we do. So for example, the physical manifestation of what we do would, I mean, most of it's cardless now, but it would have been like technically actual physical money. So how much money and cash you've got in your wallet or purse, but also then what have you bought? What do you buy with that? And with the Two of Pentacles, this can be around juggling money, but also money coming in, money coming out, money coming in again, money coming out again. this flow of money going backwards and forwards. It might be that you are earning money from different income streams. So you might have money coming from one place and money coming from somewhere else. But I want to say, make sure that you are tracking your money. Make sure that you are also... there's a book that I think would be helpful for you called Profit First, or I can't remember what it's called, Secrets of a Millionaire Mind, I want to say that it's called, around kind of managing your money, I think would be really helpful for you. Because sometimes when we're getting little bits of money from here and little bits of money from there, we can trick ourselves into thinking that we haven't got much money in the bank, but then actually when you add it up, there's so much more money there than you realized. So that would also help stop you from getting into trouble if you haven't been saving enough for your taxes, or you are also trying to save, you know, there's like something you're like, oh, I really wish that I could move, or I really wish that I could upgrade my laptop or something like that, when you're like, oh, but I can't afford it. But then when you track your money and you work out, hang on a minute, I've got more money coming in than I realize, you could have actually afford something that you have been wanting and feeling like is out of reach. But actually, if you tracked your money and managed it a little bit better and you had an awareness around it, you might be able to afford certain things sooner. Or also, you might be able to, for example, if you're working freelance and you're doing some of the jobs that you're doing aren't necessarily your dream jobs, but you're doing it for the money. And maybe they're not even the things that pay you the most, but you're just doing it there to have that safety net. If you're tracking your money, you might see that you're getting more money from the things that you actually want to do. So it could give you the confidence to say no and let go of those old income streams so that you've got more space to do things that feel more in alignment with you and what you want to be doing and how you want to be spending your time. And also, yeah, maybe if you had a different level of awareness of your money, maybe, for example, you wouldn't be needing to work so much. Just check in where this money's going, where it's in and out. It might be that you're overspending on certain things, or you are comfort shopping, and you could reframe when you're spending money as like, how is this supporting the future version of you that you want to become? How is this supporting your future lifestyle that you are growing into? So that for you, my Leo loves, is the Two of Pentacles. So a card for Virgo, Virgo rising. Oh, nice. So Virgo rising, we have got the Six of Wands. So, which is interesting because all the Virgos I know are very much like they prefer to be behind the scenes. They are really good at helping other people and not so good at putting themselves first or stepping into the limelight. And I feel like with the Six of Wands for you, this is about recognition. It's about people acknowledging the work that you are doing. It's you putting work out there that you are proud of. But also, what I'm hearing is don't be too hard on yourself. Don't be too critical. When you have an accolade or a compliment coming your way, soak it up. Let your subconscious know. Get practiced at letting your subconscious know that you deserve and you are worthy of this recognition and this appreciation. Because for my Virgos, I know they are so selfless and they give so much to others that it can be hard for them to ask for what they need. But when we start to absorb and recognize when we are appreciated, it builds our self-worth and it gives us the confidence to maybe ask for a pay rise or ask for support. And yeah, I feel like, yeah, being seen, recognition are big themes for you, Virgo. And it also might be things that you're working on with other people. So it might not be that you are at the forefront, but things that you have been working on with other people are getting recognized. But also don't downplay your role. You are a key player. So don't downplay your contribution or, like I said, criticize yourself. Or what I want to say is that, yeah, progress is better than perfection. So rather than being like, oh, well, it would have been so much better if we'd have had more money or more time, it's really absorbing and soaking up and really being proud of it and being like, look what we have made happen with what we've got. Look what we have achieved, and really allowing it to be what it is, and know that. Yeah, I feel like there's also something about like the more that you allow yourself to receive recognition and appreciation, it's building something up for you. It's building a sense of magnetism. And also it's allowing you to receive more and more come your way. So how I'm seeing that manifest is maybe, for example, people tell you you're great, but then you brush it off and then it can be a little bit uncomfortable for you because you're not comfortable taking that compliment, but also for that other person. So then what happens is that maybe they stop complimenting you or telling you things that is great because they pick up on the fact that you aren't comfortable receiving that praise. But then you're like, why isn't anybody saying that this is great? Or why isn't anyone, yeah, bigging this up? But there might be something there. So how are you soaking up your amazingness? How are you celebrating your wins, big and small? How are you, yeah, like celebrating your amazingness? So yeah, celebrating your wins. So it's just, even if something hasn't worked out the way that you wanted to, how are you celebrating things working out at all, or the way that they have, or the detour that it's taken you down? I think that's it. I'm not timing these readings, so they're all going to be, I think, different lengths. And yeah, I want to say, like, it's not that some signs I like more than others, so they're getting more information. It's just this is just a steady stream of consciousness that is coming through for each card, and it is what it is. So whatever comes through is what needs to be shared. If they are short and sweet, that's just because it's just to the point. That's all you need to know. So, right. On to, that was Virgo. On to Libra and Libra rising. Okay, Libra rising. I have pulled the Eight of Pentacles for you. And it's making me think of that Rihanna song. You know, like, I don't want to sing it because I'm embarrassed, but you know, like, work, 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 work. That one. I feel like there is work for you to be getting on with. You are mastering something, and it might feel thankless. It might feel like you're behind while other people are ahead of you, but there is no, it's not a race. We're all starting things at different points, and you are working on something that is really meaningful for you, really important for you. It's part of your life purpose, soul purpose, and just because it isn't there yet doesn't mean it isn't going to get there yet. And also, what I'm feeling is that that sense of, you know, when we want to give up because we're like, why am I doing this? I'm putting all this time and energy into it, and like, is this what I want to be? My life would be so much easier if I just did something else. I think that often when we are about to have a breakthrough, that is when these thoughts come up to sabotage us and, yeah, just limit us and block us. So if you are having those feelings, that could just be an indication that you are about to have a breakthrough. So keep pushing through. And it might just be that you need to take a rest. So as I'm feeling into this card, like I said, you're feeling this pressure, there's a lot of work to be done, there's a lot to do. How are you resting? How are you having a pit stop so that you can change your tires? fine-tune your engine so that you can do the next lap? Like, how are you recharging and really kind of soaking things up? So this could be if you've been working on something and you've been on a laptop or computer a lot, how are you making time to socialize with your friends or do something that really inspires you? Or if you are a creative and you've been doing a lot of commissions for other people, how are you making time to do the things that you love for you the way that you want to do that? Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done, which is exciting, and seeing it in that way, like, and maybe it is that remember when you wanted what you have now. Really kind of see that you'll look back on this, probably kind of being like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't know, you know, like, that was so worth it. I'm so glad that I pushed through. And also maybe like appreciating this side of things before you do take things to the next level and you're busy in a different kind of way. And that's not to mean that it's going to be, you know, too much, but I think that as we're in different phases of things, yeah, different thing, it was like a vacuum and different things come through and we fill up our space with what we've got. Does that make sense? This is just what's coming through. But with this, yeah, how are you filling your time? How are you making sure that there's enough space for you in your life and you're not over identifying with whether you're studying for something, you're working on a project, that you're not over identifying with it as being you? You are not your work. Even though it's an expression of who you are and what you do, you are not your work. So just remember that, and remember letting that give you this distance. Oh yeah, I'm not my work. I need, and also seeing self-care as productive, seeing self-care as part of you doing your job so that you can do your job or whatever it is that you're working on at the moment in the best way possible. So yeah, that, I mean, binge watching Netflix and procrastinating isn't quite the same, but also you might feel like when you are procrastinating, actually it's just because you're tired and you need to rest, but then you're resisting taking a full rest. And then what you're doing is, how I often describe this is, you know, if you're filling a petrol tank up and rather than filling it all the way to the top, you're just putting in a fiver to get you through and you're not really recharging. And then you're not feeling like you're getting anywhere because it's this stop-start energy. So how can you fill up your tank so that you have got that mental clarity to get things done and you're not feeling overwhelmed or too tired to do things? Check out, I've been taking a remedy by Alexis Smart, who was a guest on season 1 of this podcast, called Personal Assistant. So that might be really good for you. Personal assistant, or that's been helping me like with my launch, the new website and the new course, and just making it feel, my to-do list feel more manageable and gives me that focus. I think she's got another one called Brain Drops as well. So those two might be helpful for you. So that is for you, my Libra loves. It's making me think of the Libras in my life. And then we have Scorpio. So a tarot card for Scorpio or Scorpio rising. Okay, so we have got the Chariot. So this, I really feel for you, is you're getting ready for a journey. It might be a literal journey or a change in your life. So it could be a new job, a new phase. It could be a new, you're moving. It could be opening up to a new, yeah, just like a new destination in your life. Like I said, it might not be literally traveling somewhere else, but it could be. But also looking at where you want to be, where you want to be going, and what don't you want to take with you? What doesn't belong in this new scene and this new phase of your life that you're moving towards? And how can you really kind of, I guess, take some time to like close the door behind you? You could do, if you are going through a big change, could you do a ritual or something to, or a party to celebrate that phase in your life to open up for this next vision? But how it's depicted in the card, so in the She-Wolf Tarot card, it's this person, she's got a chariot behind her, they are looking out into the distance, and there's these sand dunes and pyramids and moons, and it looks like that she's kind of on a different planet. And then they've got these pillars, and for you it's all about change and the changes that you are going through, and how do you surrender to the change? How do you allow the process rather than resist it? So you might, as things are coming through for you and things are shifting, you might be having these contractions that, like, kind of this kind of contraction that pulls you in, that makes you feel tight and stuck and overwhelmed. And how do you breathe with that? How do you loosen your grip on the things that you have been trying to control? So coming back to this visual of this chariot, if you've been riding this chariot, maybe like gripping onto the reins to get to where you think you want to be. And it's all about the journey, not the destination. So how can you make this journey be fulfilling and abundant for yourself and exciting, rather than stressful and overwhelming or anxiety filled? Like, how can you make this journey feel supported to you, and make the most of where you are? And yeah, maybe it's taking a break, like, rather than being so focused on where you want to be and where you want to get to and trying to race ahead and skipping steps. Like, how do you maybe get out of the chariot, have a look around, take the scenic route, or stop and smell the roses, or just explore where you are, rather than thinking that you need to be somewhere else very quickly and almost immediately? Like, how can you trust the process more as well? And like I said, loosen the grip and allow yourself to go with the flow and let the journey guide you, rather than feeling frustrated perhaps that things aren't working the way that you want to and forcing things into a certain direction. So yeah, I'm thinking of that saying, like, rejection is protection. In a sense, if it's a no or it's not coming through, trust that. How can you trust that things are aligning for you regardless of this no right now? It's not a no full stop, it's no in this moment. And how can you be like, okay, I'm just going to go and do something else instead because I really want to do that, rather than like banging down the door or forcing something into reality when maybe that's just not a real fit for right now. So yeah, coming back to this, like, it's all about the journey, not the destination. You'll always end up where you're meant to end up. And when we trust that, it really just takes that weight off of our shoulders. And it might mean that you just pack a little less extra, or feel like you don't need to do as much, because things are aligning for you in that way. It's making me think of an affirmation that I have worked with, where it's like, it's safe for me not to do everything because it's already happening for me. So it's safe for me not to do everything because it's already happening for you or me. So what do you need to let go of? What do you need to loosen your grip on? How can you go with the flow and surrender to the process? So that is for Scorpio and Scorpio rising. The next, I need to take a deep breath, I think. So much information. I hope, yeah, if you are listening to this, I hope that, well, obviously if you're listening to me say this, I hope you're enjoying this reading for your star sign and your zodiac, your rising signs. So we've just done Scorpio, Sagittarius, a card for Sagittarius. Three of Cups. Oh my gosh, this is like so Sagittarius. Like, have fun. Make time for the people that bring out the best version of you, the people that get you, the people that allow you to be the truest version of yourself. Make more time for these people. And also, if you feel like those, you don't really have many of those kind of people in your life, like, put yourself, like, how can you connect with people that have similar interests as you? How, if, whether it's signing up to a membership or attending an event or going to certain places or sites or classes that are in line with your interests and what you are passionate about. But I really feel like this card is just reminding you to connect with people, you know, kind of not be too focused on work or to-do lists, and kind of, yeah, just having fun, making time to dance, move your body, get fluid. If you have been feeling a little bit rigid and stressed and stuck, then do some yoga or dance and just get slinky, get that movement. You know what they say, like, our psychology is informed by our physiology. In one of the episodes, I think Richie said there was like a special word for it. I can't remember what it was, but there's something in that. So how are you showing up for the day, for your experiences, feeling like the best version of yourself? That could just be having an early night. It could be making sure that you have breakfast. It could be meditating. It could be going to yoga class or a sound bath. It could be, like I said, going out with your friends. Like, how, what are the things that, you know, get you out of your head and into this state of connection? And also, I feel like for you as well, the connection that you are looking for, or the opportunities, might come from places that aren't on your computer. You know, right place, right time. It's out there, living life, being in it and amongst it, and allowing yourself to be seen. And yeah, talking to people, telling them about what you're doing, telling them about what's lighting you up, because you never know how they might know someone that could support you, or someone that is looking for what you're doing. But if you haven't been talking about it or out there sharing it, or just living your life to be, put yourself in a position to have these conversations, it's not going to happen. But yeah, your network, your inner circle is so important. So make time for them, whether it's going out for dinner, whether it's a phone call, whether it's just getting outside the house and going for a walk. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to cost money. It's just getting creative with that. But yeah, your kindred spirits are so important to you right now, and they will help you remember who you are. So yeah, that is for Sagittarius and Sagittarius rising. Now we've got Capricorn. Capricorn, Capricorn rising, a card. Okay, so we have got, and it's interesting, so Capricorn is like, you know, your birthday is December, your and January is marking the end of the year, and you have like the Cosmic Union card. So in the tarot, the Cosmic Union card is also known as the World. And at the beginning of this recording, I was talking about the Major Arcana and how it goes through this journey from the Fool to the Cosmic Union card. And this is like the end of this cycle. And it's really interesting how this card is coming up for you, but it's telling me that you have been through a lot this year, a lot, and you have learned a lot, and you have overcome a lot, and you have let go of a lot. And with this Cosmic Union card, you've really come to this point where you have made peace with who you are and where you're at and what you're here to do, and allowing yourself to continue to be supported by life and the experiences that are happening for you. I feel with this card as well, it's asking you or inviting you to take some time to catch your breath before you dive onto the next thing. It's really taking that time to pause and reflect on everything that you have been experiencing this year. And knowing that you don't have, even though you've gone through a lot and you've learned a lot about yourself, you don't need to have all of the answers. You don't need to have all of the answers. It's really allowing yourself to be where you are, be present in the moment, and trust that everything that you have gone through has led you into this point, and this is where you're meant to be. And seeing the synchronicities and the ways that you have been supported, even when you thought you weren't going to be or things weren't going to work out, and how things, broke your fall and caught you, or maybe that you had that fall because you needed to have that fall and crash and burn to have these big realizations of what is and isn't working for you in your life and what you are ready to experience more of. But I really feel like with this Cosmic Union, this preparation for a new cycle and a new phase, and I guess remembering that the impossible is possible because you've overcome so many things that you didn't think was possible and achieved so many things. And it's just remembering that, yeah, the impossible is possible, and allowing life to happen for you instead of feeling like you have to force it. So taking everything that you have learned and solidifying that, embodying it, you know, and those life lessons, those really juicy life lessons that you have learned. Maybe you want to get a journal and you want to write that down, like, what have I learned this year? What have I overcome? What have I achieved? And really taking some time to recognize that and let that land, because especially with this tenacious, go-getting Capricorn energy that you embody so naturally, it can be so easy to be like, onto the next thing, onto the next thing. But if you haven't integrated the lessons from this round, you're more likely to repeat that cycle, which isn't what you want. So when you write it down, take a moment, a few moments, or like make yourself a nice cup of tea or a nice cacao drink And yeah, write down, what have I learned? What have I overcome? What have I overachieved? And just take a moment, you know, to recognize that, to see how capable and how strong you are and how empowered. And like I said, just be, you know, not rush onto the next thing, but allowing yourself to be and trust that, as it always has done of those, all those previous experiences, the path will appear. You'll be led and things will come through for you. And if it isn't coming through right now, that's because you're not meant to be going on to the next thing yet. You're meant to just be being here and feeling aligned with where you are now. So yeah, Capricorn, I hope that's helpful for you. And Capricorn rising, I am getting a sore throat from all of this talking. I don't know how long I've been recording this for. So Aquarius and Aquarius rising. Nice. So we have got the Ace of Pentacles for Aquarius and Aquarius rising. And aces in the tarot are all about new beginnings, and pentacles are the element of earth. And I really always think with this card, like, just sowing the seed and sowing a literal seed. So for Aquarius, this card, it could be a new job opportunity, because I remember pulling this card for someone and they literally just got a new job. It could be that you are looking for a new job, or you get a new job, or a new way to earn money, because pentacles are around the tangible and what we value. And this could be, yeah, new ways of earning money. It could be new projects that are just in the beginning phase. And again, this next level energy coming through for you. But just the beginning. So remember, you need to learn to walk before you can run. So not feeling like you need to rush yourself, allowing yourself to really grow firm roots, and acknowledge that also you're here for a reason. Everything that you have learned and experienced will support you in this next phase, and like your talents and your skills. So nothing is ever wasted. You know, sometimes we can do a course and then we go into something else and we're like, oh my gosh, why do I keep changing? Why do I keep going on to other things? But actually, there was something in that experience that you need to learn or gain, and a skill that will be transferable into these other things that you are working on, or maybe another role that you are working in. It's all coming together. And with this, it's also like, what's your intention? How do you want things to look and blossom and bloom? How, and then what do you need to do to support that? And it could be, if you, for example, if you are looking for another job or changing careers, writing down your list of intentions. What, how much do you want to be paying? What kind of work do you want to be doing? What do you want your commute to be like, if there is a commute? What do, again, if you want to change your careers and you want to study something else, like, what do you want to get out of that? How do you want to feel while you are doing these things? Like, getting clear on your intentions so that you can get that, and really hold out for that as well. But this is just the beginning as well. Remembering to start as you mean to go on. And that starts with, like, yeah, what is my seed of intention? What are my non-negotiables? And what is going to support me to have a really strong foundation? So tending to your roots. So that's for you, Aquarius, and Aquarius arising. Tending to your roots, pulling out the weeds, making space for this new seed. Like, is there space for it to grow and flourish? And if not, what needs to go and what needs to be brought in to support that? Is there anything else that I want to say for this card? I think as well, I want to say about boundaries as well. So making sure that, yeah, there's a boundary for, and time and space and a framework. So if something isn't scheduled in, it's less likely to happen. So if you are wanting, for example, if you are someone that is wanting to work on a new project, start a new business, or also like invest, if you want to start saving up for a house or a mortgage, like how is that system in place? Have you got a direct debit going out? Have you got a set day or set hours that you are going to be working on this project or this new business that you want to come through? Where is the container for that so that it can flourish and become what it needs to be? Otherwise, it's either going to be like a little bit here, there and everywhere, and not really, it might be harder to then take off. Whereas if we have laser focus, it's gonna, and like a system in place to help that make it happen, it's gonna happen so much quicker for you and so much more easily. So yeah, seeing that, like where are you planting that seed? So where are you, for example, putting your money? Where are you putting your time? Where are you putting your energy so that this can take root and grow and expand? So that is for Aquarius and Aquarius rising. And then the last card is for Pisces and Pisces rising. Okay, so you have got the Five of Swords. So with this card for Pisces, it's really breaking things down so that they are more manageable for you. Things can seem so much bigger in our heads, and we can have this narrative like, I'm so busy, there is so much to do. And that might be true, like 100%, but how are you breaking it down so that it's doable and manageable, and that you have got space for yourself so that you aren't burning yourself out, and you aren't people pleasing or bypassing your needs for other people, and then something that started off as fun and light becomes like overwhelming and icky and heavy and maybe makes you feel anxious. And how do you bring it back and make it work for you and invite things to be more on your terms? So it's voicing your needs and boundaries, but breaking things down. So it's streamlining, thinking less is more. How can you do, if you haven't got a lot of time but you've got loads of things going on, how can you is there anything that you can actually outsource or delegate or automate and make a system so that you're not it's not taking your time up and energy? It could be worth, like, for example, I've got Acuity, which is my booking system. And before, people used to email me and I'd go back and forth like with different times, whereas now I've got the booking system. People just go to the link and then they book it when they want, and I put my times on there and then they pay through that, and that's automated. And it saves me so much time because that's automated. And I think I pay, I don't know, maybe like £20 a month, and it's so worth it. And we might think, oh, I haven't got the money to pay for that thing, but is that going to give you more energy to do other things that are maybe going to earn you money or give you more time for yourself or to spend with your loved ones or do other things that feel meaningful for you? I think the key to this card for you is, how can you make your life easier? And having this awareness of how are you maybe unconsciously self-sabotaging yourself and getting in your own way or overcomplicating things. And that might be as a form, sometimes we overcomplicate things as a way of resistance to make it harder for ourselves so that it's like we're delaying it from happening. And maybe the fears around something, even though we want it, we might have a fear around something actually being successful, or even though on a level we want it, but then on the other side, what if it is successful? Or what if, and it makes me too, I'm already too busy now. Like, how am I going to be able to do all of this? Like, how can you make your life easier? And the saying that's coming through to my mind with this card is, you can have it all, but you can't do it all. So really thinking about how you can let some things go or hand things over, or just, if you're living with somebody and you find that you're doing everything around the house and then you're also then getting like frustrated and resentful about it, how about instead of like just doing it through gritted teeth, how about taking a deep breath and maybe actually just like waiting, don't let it get to the point where you're frustrated and resentful of doing it, but just asking. And you can use, there's a book called Nonviolent Communication, which is great because it talks you through these pillars, this way to communicate things without being overly confrontational that might lead into an argument or a rejection of what you're actually asking for, in a way that's more compassionate and easier to be received. So that might be worth you checking out, Nonviolent Communication. I think it's by someone called like Marshall Rosenberg or something like that. But yeah, how are you asking for, you know, like asking for help and support before you are at the tipping point, before you are feeling like your head's going to explode because you're stressed and overwhelmed? Because with this card, sometimes the little things are what then feel like the big things and get blown out of proportion. So how can you have an awareness where your red flags are, where you're getting to, you know, getting to the edge before you get to the edge and then kind of having a breakdown about things? Like, we've all been there, haven't we? How do you have that awareness? So hang on, normally at this point, like this point, or maybe if you are somebody who has periods and you're aware of your menstrual cycle, is it that you know at certain points of your menstrual cycle you are like, you really need your space or you need extra support? How can you communicate that with people or make sure that you're factoring that space into your schedule so that you have got breathing room, so that you're less likely to lose it over something little that feels really big because you've been maybe ignoring your needs or taking too much on? Because I know that I'm aware personally, and it is a biological thing for people that have periods, is that there are, when we're, I can't remember what the hormones are, like our estrogen and progesterone, but when we're in the I always think of it as the moon, like the waxing phase of our period. So between just after our period to ovulation, that's when we feel like we can take loads on and do loads of things. And then when we have ovulated and then we're going into premenstrual and menstrual and the menstrual phase, that's when we have less energy, and we're kind of like feeling the need to slow down and maybe be more more inward. Understanding these phases of your cycle, or the way that your energy peaks and wanes, waxes and wanes, so that you can again live accordingly to that. So that when you know that you're going to be tired, or maybe if you've worked on a big project and after it you just feel like you've got nothing left to give, give yourself space in those times so that you can recharge and nourish and give yourself what you need, so that you aren't feeling overwhelmed or conflicted and frustrated when, yeah, things feel like they're too much. How can you kind of avoid that? Because it always, like, we end up kind of getting to that point and then maybe we get frustrated and we get upset and things don't, when we're coming from that space, often when people don't respond to us in the way that we want them to, or we respond in a way that we respond in a way that's knee-jerk, then we feel guilty or bad about ourselves. Like, how can we avoid those situations so that we can be more compassionate to ourselves and not give ourselves such a hard time and not put so much pressure on ourselves? So, yeah, how can you streamline? How can you prioritize? Like, what are your priorities? So it could be that you are thinking, what do I want to achieve this week? Write it all down and be realistic. What am I really going to achieve this week? And what are the top three things that I really want to get done? Make sure that they happen, that you get those done. And then anything else is a bonus. And if it doesn't, it's okay, because the important things have been done. So that is the Five of Swords for you, my dear Pisces. Woo. That felt like a lot. I've enjoyed doing them, but that's a lot of information to come through. And I'm so curious to see how these readings land for you. So thank you for listening. I am going to try and think of a way to maybe in the show notes we'll have like the times for when to skip through. But for now, I don't know, you'll have listened to this and you won't know about that. This is just me rambling. But like I said before, if you've got this far, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you so much for listening to these taroscopes. Thank you so much for your support and listening to this podcast. I can't believe, yeah, this is like another season wrapped up. I feel like it's gone. It's been a lot of work, but it's also gone in a minute. Like it feels like a bit of a blur. So yeah, stay tuned for series two, not two, we've done two, season three. I don't know when that's going to be yet, but I'm sure I'll be talking about it on Instagram and on my newsletter, and it will be on my website. But in the meantime, as always, if you have been enjoying this podcast and you've enjoyed these conversations and these topics, please do leave a review for Another Phase on Apple Podcasts. Like, let me know what you think. So, and also like let other people know what they can expect from these conversations. It would really help me spread the word and raise awareness for the podcast. Yeah, if it's been helping you, I'd really appreciate it if you could help me get it out there so that it can help other people. So that's it for me. I'm going to sign out. Woo! Season two is done. It's a wrap. Thanks again for being part of this. Thank you so much for sharing this journey with me. And I'll see you on Instagram. Yeah. Or yeah, maybe for intuition mode or where else? Yeah. Or feel free to listen back to any of the podcast episodes that you have missed. There are some really so many brilliant conversations depending on your mood and your needs and what your interests. There's something there for everyone. So yeah, they're there for you. Enjoy, make the most of them. And thanks again.